Thank you, Benjamin and Christian. We have now learned a lot about Asian Americans, but what about the Asians who are living among us in Germany? What are their views and experiences in Germany and with racism? Sarah Weck, an American exchange student, has interviewed Rosa Liu and Liun Chen, both of Chinese heritage, but with very different backgrounds, identities, and experiences. So, welcome Rosa, welcome Liun. Good to have you with us. So, Rosa, where were you born?
I was born in Augsburg in Germany.
And would you say that you were raised like a German or more like a Chinese?
I think I was raised more like a Chinese because my parents were both Chinese and it was important for them that I got to know the Chinese culture, although I live in Germany. But there were, of course, also many German influences. For example, the German environment, my German friends, the kindergarten and family school. So I was somehow raised in a mixed way. Chinese at home and with our Chinese friends, German in the world outside.
And Liun, when did you first come to Germany?
In 2004.
And what were your first impressions of Germany?
Well, it was like another world to me. It was new, though I knew much about Germany. There were many new faces which were pretty foreign to me, and all of them looked the same. This new situation made me curious but nervous.
And so how else did you feel when you first arrived?
I was so scared that I lost all my confidence because I could not speak German well and I didn't understand anything. So I would be really nervous when someone talked to me. I feel like a special case because of my Asian looks. And most of the people stared at me and make me sit. Moreover, I didn't dare to go out without my mom. And on the other hand, I feel like I was handicapped. At school, I didn't enjoy when my classmates tried to approach me to talk with me because of my bad German.
And Rosa, do you feel like a German?
No, I definitely don't feel like a German. Well, yes, I got used to Germany, the culture and so on. It's a place where everything is very familiar to me. But actually, it's not my home at all, because I know I'm different. And in the eyes of German people, I will always be a stranger. It's somehow a contradiction, because Germany is almost like a home to me, but I still feel like a foreigner and not German.
And Liun, what about you? Do you feel like a German?
No, definitely not. I feel like a whole Chinese. Well, I was born and I grew up in China with Chinese culture. I went to Chinese school, so I've never had any doubt about my identity.
And Rosa, do you feel whole in Germany?
I don't feel whole in Germany, not at all. I'm divided into two parts, my German identity and my Chinese one. But I'm never whole. I'm neither German nor Chinese.
And Liun, how do you feel now that you've been in Germany for 3 years?
Oh, I can speak German pretty well right now. I have no problem to talk to the people or buy something in the supermarket. Maybe I can't speak German as well as my mother tongue, but I have no problems living here. Now, I'm more confident and feel much better. Whether people stare at me strangely or not, it doesn't matter anymore.
And which of your original impressions from Germany have now changed?
In fact, nothing. Because I have been to Germany 2 times. One was an exchange, the other time I was here on vacation. And in China, I was at a German-Chinese private school, learned German by German teachers in the first class. At that time, I already knew much about Germany. Although all Germans look the same, they're really different.
Rosa, when did you first realize that you were completely different from the other Germans?
It was when I started school. On my first school day, some older pupils passed by and they teased me because I'm Chinese. And these kids made fun of me all the years I went to school. I was only 6 years old, and therefore I was really confused about it. Afterwards, when I realized the situation, I got mad at those people and began to see myself as a foreigner.
And Liun, how well has your family integrated?
Really well, because my mom studied and works in Germany, so she doesn't have any problems with the language. And my father is German, so they have mostly German friends and live with German culture. So sometimes we cook Chinese food and celebrate Chinese traditional festivals, but I always get gifts for Christmas.
And Rosa, have others ever given you trouble because of your Chinese heritage?
Yes, there were several arguments with people who were quite racist. But luckily, I have never come in contact with Nazis until today, and I have never got into a violent conflict. But there was one incident which impressed me very much. About 1 year ago, when I was on my way to the city, an old woman walked towards me. And when she noticed me, she quickly went to the other side of the road to avoid crossing my way. I was very terrified about this.
Yes, I can understand. And Liyun, have you ever had any experiences with racism?
No. People always stared at me curiously because of my Asian face, but I'm used to it and I can understand completely.
And everyone knows about the tragic events that happened in the USA about 2 months ago? The gunman was an Asian. How would you react if your classmates were suddenly afraid of you because you're an Asian too?
I don't think that my classmates would be afraid of me just because such a case. It would be really absurd and childish. They know me, so they won't feel that I could also kill them someday like Cho did. Everybody knows that he's an Asian. But they also know that he's a psycho too. Just one Asian can stand for Asians all over the world. And I would try to make my classmates understand that they can trust me.
Sounds good. So thank you, Sarah, Liyun, and Rosa. And this is it for today, dear listeners. Tune in again next week to learn more about Asian Americans and racism in part 3 of our 3-part series entitled Who Killed Vincent Chan?